Waste paper collected from Norfolk households is being shipped 13,000 miles away to China for recycling, rather than being processed here. Around 38,000 tonnes of the material is sent to the Far East each year, despite similar recycling facilities existing only 40 miles away in King's Lynn. North Environmental Waste Services, that's NEWS, which handles the county's dry mixed recycling, said this is because the Chinese market pays more. But the news has led to questions about how environmentally friendly Norfolk's recycling scheme really is. Norwich Green Party councillor Denise Carlo said people would be horrified to learn where their waste was really going. And she accused Norfolk councils of pulling the wool over people's eyes about the issue. NEWS had previously sent paper waste from its materials recycling facility, MRF, in Cossey to the UPM paper mill in Deeside, North Wales. But when the company closed one of its newsprint machines, NEWS had to find an alternative. While Norfolk County Council's website states the material is still being sent to UPM, in reality it is actually shipped out to China, Vietnam and India. This is despite the Palm Paper recycling facility being located just 41 miles away in King's Lynn. NEWS, which is contracted by Norfolk's seven district, borough and city councils, is paid by paper mills for the material it sends them. Operations Director David Newell said, "Because China consumes such a large body of material, financially the deal we have on behalf of Norfolk councils is the best we will get at this point in time." He said NEWS, which is part of the Norfolk County Council-owned company Norse, had attempted to engage with Palm Paper, but he said the material processed at Cossey did not meet the company's specifications. "From a logistics perspective, it would be fantastic," he said, "but in reality, it's just not going to happen." He said in order for the same waste to be recycled locally, people could have to pay more through their council tax, as NEWS would have to charge councils higher fees to recover its losses. A spokesman for Palm Paper, meanwhile, said it was willing to work with NEWS to take on its paper waste, so long as it met its requirements. The company said that it had several contracts with other councils across the UK. Palm would always look to work with NEWS and the Norfolk local authorities to provide an outlet for curbside collected paper, the spokesman said. Mr. Newell said part of the reason why Palm Paper would not accept material from NEWS was due to a previous decision made by Norfolk's councils. In 2014, they allowed for glass bottles and jars to be collected in recycling bins. This decision led to an £8 million revamp of NEWS MRF, allowing it to process the material alongside paper waste. But it meant that paper could be contaminated with glass. "Because of the way we have designed our facility, we shake all the glass out and we get a very good end material," he said. "But there is always a nervousness from mills because of that perception. That was partly why we did not go further with Palm Paper." Norwich Green Party councillor Denise Carlo said by sending waste to China, the UK was outsourcing its pollution. According to the European Commission, international shipping is a growing source of greenhouse gas, and by 2050 it is projected to increase by 250%. Ms. Carlo said, "It just shows you that the environmental impact of transport is not taken into account. It is pulling the wool over people's eyes because people think they are doing their bit with recycling. If people knew that the paper they are putting into recycling bins is going off to China, they would be horrified." The Norfolk Waste Partnership, which is made up of the county's seven councils, said waste was recycled in the most environmentally and cost-effective way. A spokesman said paper waste is loaded onto empty containers on ships which had delivered goods from China to lower the carbon footprint. "It goes without saying that if we could reprocess recycled waste closer to home, that would be a good thing, but it has to be cost effective."